Hi, this is Tony at Color Magazine, and I'm glad to say that I'm talking to Janelle Matia Ferreira from Cogent, the CEO, recently appointed. Congratulations.
And thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you. We're sitting at the Investment Forum in Cape Town. Thank you very much for taking time. I know there's a lot of clients that you need to see and so on, but thank you very much for joining.
Absolute pleasure.
Hey, brilliant. In our conversation that we just had, we just spoke about a little the challenge that advisors have and that the admin burden has become so big, their research burden in terms of investments and all of those, to be able to provide advice rather than sell, which is long history. Yeah. We've gone through that process. It's become very burdensome for them and costly to have the resources for the admin and the advice, et cetera. And this is where Cogent came in. So we had a chat a few podcasts ago with Kenny about Cogent and a little bit of the detail in that. But maybe you can just tell me, how does Cogent then fit in to this picture that I've sketched of the environment?
Thank you very much. Yes, and how we see Cogent is actually collaboration intelligence. That is what Cogent stands for. Firstly, collaboration with BlackRock and Vistara. Intelligence, our technology that's underpinned by Aladdin Wealth, powered by BlackRock, it's become extremely difficult for any advisor to focus on advice and the investments. If we just look at the investment environment, there's been so much happening from 9/11, COVID, wars. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the macro environment. Add to that, the change from defined benefit to defined contribution, putting more pressure on advisors to make sure that clients can retire, and the additional burden that the changing legislative landscape has added. Together with that also, we've seen that we've gone from 5% that you're allowed offshore to 45%. That means nearly half of your clients' portfolio can be invested offshore. So the combination of the ability to take more money offshore, the pressure of the macro environment on advice has made it extremely difficult for any advisor to focus on investments and advice. What does Cogent do? Cogent is a discretionary fund manager. And how we like to explain it is that discretionary fund manager, what do we do? We actually become the advisor's investment manager. Advisor can sit in front of his client and tell the client, your investment is done by the Cogent executive team in collaboration with BlackRock and Vistara. And that's the power of Cogent, becoming the investment manager for the advisor. Also, just maybe on the technology side, we've got paperless on client onboarding. And that's also a huge added advantage to any advisor to know there's no paperwork that needs to be done. You can have it on his phone, on his tablet, to make sure that the process is seamless.
And from an advisor perspective, in terms of the existing model, so they're doing business, they're not doing business with Cogent yet. What does it entail now to start doing business with Cogent?
Yes, so we've got a range of local model portfolios. We're launching some fund of funds, and then we've also got a range of US dollar solution. So we really believe that we've got all the different products, product categories that any client could need. So that will mean the advisor signs a contract with us, and we give him the solutions that he can invest in. It's never easy for any client to move a client from a platform. That's why we are also platform agnostic. We're available currently on the Discovery platform, 91 Allen Gray Glacier, but we're busy opening all our solutions on all the available platforms to enable any advisor that's got clients on that platform to seamlessly move it over to our solution.
And thanks for that. So, but just looking again then at the average advisor, their knowledge base, et cetera. Yes. Would they come to you with the client and you would then help them to evaluate that particular client to determine what the best route is for them?
Yes. And I think that's where it's also very exciting for us as Cogents, because not only do we look at supporting the advisor and assisting him with his client's needs and doing the risk profiling, we've also got the benefit of our collaboration with Vitality. So we can do the analysis of the client on his risk profile. But then we add the Vitality data and we do the future stress testing in the Aladdin system to make sure that the client, and how we also try and look at it, that we're actually disrupting wealth management. So you used to look at when do you think your client will retire? But what we're doing with our additional collaborations with Vitality and the Ladder of Technologies, we can help advise a plan that his client actually spends more healthy years in retirement. So not only do we look at what can you change on your lifestyle, that your client, the client's lifestyle, that he lives longer, but also we all know the burden of medical costs going higher, live longer, healthy in retirement. So that's the additional benefit we as coaches bring to the advisor, that it's not only just looking at the client's risk profile, but what can we add to make sure this client actually has a better retirement in the future.
Mm. And at sort of what level do you pitch in terms of advisors or practice size, funds on investment, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so our target market is independent financial IFAs with only a Category 1 license. Category 2 license, we know that they all do quite a bit of bespoke solution. We will look at bespoke solutions for large enough clients, but we also want to enable the advisor with a Category 1 license that actually want to focus on traditional advice, how we saw it a few years ago.
So a smaller advisor wants to build a bigger
correct
portfolio and more sophisticated.
Yes, and there's also quite a bit of advisors that's traditionally not done investments because they haven't been that comfortable with investments because, as I said, there's just so many factors that's influencing advisors. So there's quite a few advice practices that focus on life, short-term, etc. But the investment side, they're not that strong at, and we're coming in and saying, with our partnership with you, let's help you build your investment practice as well. Mm. Anything the team wants to add that I've missed?
Okay. For me, that is where the role of professional financial planning and investment management come together, and the outcome of the client, compelling one. One where you can do a very intelligent analysis of the client's financial situation, and very importantly, where you can look at the multi-dimensional financial planning aspect. So you can do an analysis of the client by looking at not only the investment, but also at the behavior and saving and health, and also more accurately determine their longevity, and ultimately come up with recommendations to help them solve quality retirement. And that is a retirement where you're not only trying to solve to have enough money or wealth for retirement, but also the health to enjoy your retirement.
Yes, yes. So basically, it helps him with his admin burden, but it also sort of almost where he's not skilled enough provides him with those sort of skills, but in his office.
100%. And if you look at, I think there's a big difference, definitely a big debate at the moment, is the advancement of technology is pretty stretched to a financial advisor or not. But if we've looked at global research, we're actually seeing a financial advisor practice that are all using technology to enable themselves, helps them to get out of the engine room. And if you look at stats, that shows you the day, what an average day looks like for an advisor. 2/3 of their time is being spent to manage the operational burden in their practice and to actually keep their business compliant with the regulation that's on the rise, of which less than 1/3 of their time is spent in kind of time attracting new clients, the brands, and also really critically to do the review of the clients to keep them on their long-term journey. So if you make it a little bit more practical, from a coding perspective, we are trying to provide them the technology where very personalized. For that, I mean, then brand the technology according to your brokerage or your financial planning business brand. When any client-facing document that the advisor engages with this client and has got that co-brand on, we really are also focusing on education. We have hunting help going up, which will have the annual finance 101, the investment principle 101, really focusing on direct to client so that the advisor can have smarter and better conversations with their client. And then also helping them with the operational burden. You know, there's an engineer, a few of that, but how can you solve for the efficiency? Also compliant, you know, is the data secure? Is the way that you're collecting information secure? So really supporting the advisor operationally, client's perspective, and supporting their financial planning, solar construction and for new projects. So we are very excited about the technology. Again, through our partnership with BlackRock, powered by Land & Wealth, and we are pulling in the vitality algorithms for the first time scientifically, the longevity and the health experience of a client.
Sounds like the solution for most advisors, because everywhere that I go when I speak to advisors, that's what they complain about.
And it's really, that's as the difference between the other DFMs in South Africa and Cogent. Most of the DFMs only focus on investment as of a financial plan. And not that you shouldn't focus on all the risks. There's multiple risks of investment plans, but no longer can a financial advisor not at the longevity and the health experience of a client in a more scientific way, and also take into account the savings and payments. Because those three components, critical components, get you to a quality retirement. And I think that's the main differentiator. Investment, saving, and your health experience in terms of the solution.
Yes, no, that makes total sense. As you said earlier on, Janelle, this will then sort of pave the way for advisors that were not comfortable enough to take the big step into investment management for clients.
Definitely.
To be able
them it enables them to build a practice that actually can do the full solution to the client.
Yeah.
Now, investment is critical. Dimitri, want to add one point?
Yeah. No, thank you. You had asked a couple of questions, and I think, like Janelle and Marisa were saying, quite simply, Cogent as a DFM, there's three parts to our solution. So it's investments, technology, and behavior. And we know that there are many advisors out there who may not have the time, they may not have the expertise, and they may not have the desire to take on the investment function.
Yeah.
So we take on that role. We construct and manage a set of risk profile solutions for our clients. So whether you're a one-man business, whether you're a 20-man business, whether you're a risk specialist, focuses purely on risk and doesn't look at investments, or maybe a little bit nervous to talk about investment, or whether you're a generalist, or whether you're a sophisticated wealth who just does investment, our solution provides for all types of clients. So like Marisa was saying earlier, once we as coaches are looking to partner with advisors, and by partnering with them, financially become an extension of their business. And when we talk about those three parts, investment, behavior, like I was saying, quite simply on the investment side, partner with BlackRock and Rostura, on the technology side, and adding wealth, and on the behavior side, it's with the Vitality.
Makes a lot of sense to do it that way. Janelle, any last words, advice for advisors in this difficult time that they're experiencing?
Yes, definitely. I think for any advisor out there, it's a fantastic opportunity because we see it as relationship and partnership. That is what we want to build. So please, advisors, come contact us. We'll gladly come through, come and show you what we're doing. We are very, very excited about the Cogent's business. We've all come from different backgrounds in the asset management industry, and we joined the Cogent business because we know that it's going to be market leading, and we take the advisor, take the burden away from them, enabling them to do what their passion is, what they need to do to make sure they focus on their clients, and we, as partner, enable them to just make a better, have a better brand and enhance their practice. Yes.
The trust in the relationship.
Trust in the relationship is critical for us.
Thank you very much, Janelle. And thank you, guys. It was great to chat to you today.
Thank you very much, Shani, for the opportunity. Appreciate it.